What's up, Chicago? And welcome into the Cap and J Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000. And we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We got Che, we got Jay Moore, we got you here. We are so close to the NFL draft. We cannot wait. And we turn to our guy, Charles Davis, the NFL Network. And he joins us on the hotline.
The CarX Tire and Auto Hotline.
Rattle, rattle, thunder, clatter, boom, boom, boom.
Good morning, Charles. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys today?
We are doing awesome. We are about to, as I like to say, I won't swear on the show, but blank's about to get real in this city for the first time in a long time.
Please fill in that blank, Charles. Go ahead.
Did you do that in your Kevin Hart voice?
I did.
Do not forget about the NFL draft. It's going to be on the NFL Network starting at 7 o'clock from Detroit. Give us your thoughts on the state of the Bears right here, right now, Charles, the way things are going.
I think bullish would be the right word. I mean, just think about where we were from last year to this year. And once they made the decision that they decided to go a different direction with quarterback, which I know was a big, big topic of discussion, probably continues to be in the Windy City. But they made a decision. They know what they want to do. You know who you're going to get at the top. So now the intrigue goes to your second pick at 9 and what that could either be, turn into, all those different things. But I just go back to the last half of last season and how things finished. They look like a team that was making really good progress. And one of the things I don't think we can overemphasize, we always talk about a quarterback coming into a situation we look at from the offensive side of the ball, and it makes sense. Who are the assets around him? Who's coaching him? What offense will they run? Blah, blah, blah. For a young quarterback to have success, that defense needs to be pretty good as well. Help that young quarterback out. And I think Matt Eberflus has his defense on the right path, doing the right things. And I wouldn't be surprised if they try and continue to beat that up in this year's draft.
So if there's a receiver that you look at in the draft, let's say it's Malik Nabers. I know Poles loves Malik Nabers. Let's assume you could get him if you had to make a move, go 9-6, 9-7, wherever it is. Would you do that or you would not?
It'd be hard to turn it down, hard to turn him down, just because of everything you're going to have. I know getting Keenan Allen seems to kind of be able to take you out of that market a little bit, to put him with DJ Moore and all, but Keenan's, what, 33? I'm not saying that as a knock, but you're always trying to say, okay, what's next? How much farther do we get, right? How many more years do we get out of it? Yada, yada, yada. And you add him, and you just remember what the Bengals did when they added Ja'Marr Chase. And you're like, hard to turn that down, isn't it? Mm-hmm. But I also think that on the other side, you've got a possibility of a big-time offensive tackle, if indeed they're still thinking about they want to upgrade at left tackle. Or is there a pass rusher that's available opposite Montez Sweat? And in this year's draft, there is not a plethora of edge rushers that you're going to expend a lot of draft capital for. So in the spot they're in, they could very well have the first choice, maybe even the second choice of that pass rusher. Is that someone they value enough? But I will say Malik Nabers would be the highest rated guy that I'm talking about in these scenarios, and you're always better drafting the best player.
It is Charles Davis with us from the NFL Network on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Charles, you know this team very well historically. We're defense and running back you. For many years. And so there's been a need for a quarterback, a difference maker at the quarterback position for a long time. What are the intangibles of Caleb Williams that you like that could help this team?
I just think he has the full package. And I know that 2022-2023 tape two different snapshots of him. 2022, let's just call it in structure. Take the ball, run through your progression, boom, ball delivered. 2023 was much more out of structure, not always because he wanted to be, but offensive line wasn't quite as good, right? Receiving core wasn't quite as good. Yep. So guess what? Plays aren't going to go 1-2-3, balls delivered. 1-2-3, oops, okay, let me move here. Oops, let me move there. Oops, let me get out of here. And he made a ton of plays that way. But that's not the way that you play consistently and get it done. We always talk about all these great quarterbacks who play out of structure, make big-time plays. They're usually out of character, or they're using an accessory to everything you're doing. If you're out of structure all the time, you're just chaotic. Your offense doesn't flow. Remember that last run Aaron Rodgers had in Green Bay? Mm-hmm. Where he won the back-to-back MVPs, and they were winning 13, 14 games?
Oh, sure.
Go back to 2-3 years before that. Do you remember? Tell me if you remember this. Ball would be snapped, and Aaron would start moving immediately.
Yes.
Like, gone. But nothing had even developed yet. That told you everything you needed to know. Whether it was line, receivers, what have you, he thought he had to create before creation was even called upon. When he got back to those MVP years, you remember what was happening? 1, 2, 3, go through progression, and move if you have to. And I think that's where they're going to try and get Caleb Williams back to being able to do.
In terms of looking at this team, and I kidded with you at the start, blank's about to get real in this city. Prior to them trading Justin Fields, this was the most divisive topic this city has ever seen. Because we had half the people calling in, trade the pick for a haul and lock in Justin. And now he gets traded for a sixth-round pick. The Steelers this morning, Schefter said, they're not going to pick up his fifth-year option. How far has he fallen, and how much of an upgrade do you think Caleb can be?
I think he can be a tremendous upgrade because he's able to play. Remember we talked about if you're able to play in structure, plus the accuracy of his delivery. You know, one thing I tell people all the time, you can't get fooled by college completion percentages. Tim Tebow was probably about a 65-66% thrower in college. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
It's different offense. It's different thing. The receivers you're throwing to at those elite programs are going against DBs like me, meaning those receivers have NFL after their names. I'm a DB that's going to have CPA or MBA or something like that after their name.
Right.
It's a different deal. So you can't be fooled by that. You've got to know whether they can be accurate with the football to understand, do I keep him on his feet and keep him running here? Oh, there's a post safety, so I better throw it low and get him down so he doesn't take the big hit. Oh, I've got to go back shoulder here because of the leverage of the DB. You get that with Caleb Williams. And the ball's going to be put in those places. That's what we're projecting. That's what we've seen on tape. For Justin Fields, that was never the thought even when he was coming in. You remember the characteristics we described coming in. Big, strong, physical, big arm, could run the football. Accuracy might be an issue. Those things kind of proved out over his time there, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. They did.
And great kid, hard worker, all that. But the question you had coming in didn't get answered. The contrast, we asked a lot of those questions about Josh Allen. Boy, did he answer those questions in a way that we've never seen in the NFL. Never seen a quarterback go from a high 50% thrower in college to a 70% thrower in the NFL. Remember what we say? What you get in college is about what you're going to get in the NFL because the NFL DBs are too good. You're not going to increase that much. Josh Allen increased his completion percentage in the NFL in his first 3 years, from rookie year to third year, 16 percentage points.
That's incredible.
Never been done. I don't know the numbers. I would sit with any analytics person out there and say, show me who's done that at a high level. Mm-hmm. I don't know that we're going to find it.
Charles Davis is with us here on the Cap and J Hood Morning Show, NFL Network analyst. Don't forget, the NFL Network provides live coverage of the 2024 NFL Draft in Detroit starting tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Speaking of the defense, one of the hallmarks of the Bears last year in their 7-win campaign was that the defense got better, especially when you add Montez Sweat. I'm just wondering your thoughts about the defense. Sweat's on one side, but they're bereft, we feel, of quality on the other side of Sweat. So what upgrades do you foresee for the Bears defensively to take another step?
Yeah, that's the question of the day, isn't it? Because I just released my last mock draft. And let me tell you something. If there's ever an opportunity for anyone to dance like no one's watching, it's when you release your last mock draft every year. Okay? Because you're done.
Okay, all right.
I mean, the giddiness, I can't begin to tell you. But all that being said, that was where the agony was in doing it. Because when I do my mock drafts, I don't do trades. I'm not smart enough for trades. I leave everyone where they are. I stick. I let them pick, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. What do I do at 9? Do I put the receiver there? Because there would be a receiver available at 9.
And Caleb was tweeting about him. There? Caleb was tweeting right? about, what, Adunze on his flight yesterday.
Exactly. Well, let's be honest about it. You guys tell me. You're right there in Chicago. Tell me if I'm even close to this. I think I am, but please tell me. You ready? When the whole process started and we knew the draft order was the Bears at 1 and the Bears at 9, whether you were fighting it out about Justin Fields or not, and once everybody knew that you're going to take a quarterback, was it not quarterback at 1, receiver at 9, and the world is good? Yes?
Yes, although I would like, and I think Hoodie's with me, I would like a lockdown left tackle. Like, I'm willing to even go up to get Joe Alt or Marvin Harrison somehow. So, like, I want a star at that position. I don't want to trade back and go, ooh, I got 2 extra second-round picks. Yeah. No, I want a star.
But before free agency, though, before Keenan Allen got here, the thought was, well, Justin Fields didn't have enough to work with, so if Caleb Williams is going to be the quarterback, he's going to need a bookend wide receiver on the other side of DJ Moore.
So both camps were on target, right? Mm-hmm. Left tackle, wide receiver. I heard a lot of quarterback receiver, and my life is made. I had plenty of Chicago fans that were telling me that. You give me a quarterback and a receiver, we are good, and in this draft, we'll get one of those receivers. Okay, I love where you're going, Cap. But lockdown left tackle, because guess what? You can get that at 9. No question in my mind. You can get one of those left tackles at 9. But I keep, you know, and I don't think he's saying it just to throw smoke. Montez needs a partner. And if you're going to get one of the top edge rushers in this draft, you got to move then, because there's only 3. It's only 3. There's not a ton of great edge rushers in this draft. Latu, UCLA. Versus Florida State, Dallas Turner, Alabama. After that, you're starting to do a few more projections. Darius Robinson from Missouri, people call him Edge. One person's opinion, I think he's a versatile piece. I don't call him a pure edge. I don't think he's twitchy enough to be just strictly an edge rusher. But you rush him over guards and tackles inside and sub packages, I think he's going to be a heck of a good player. That's just me. So I just don't think there are a ton of those edge people. So if you want to go get one and get him a playmate that you think is of a high quality, 9 might be the time to do it. I'm kind of leaning in that direction. Other people are leaning towards the left tackle. Other people are leaning towards the receiver. All of them have merit.
Hey, man, have a great day. We'll be locked in on all the coverage. You do an awesome job. We've known each other a long time. Huge fan.
Yes.
Huge fan.
Yay. I appreciate it. I missed that time with you, but I appreciate you guys having me on now, and I hope we can get back to Chicago with my broadcast crew next year. It's been way too long.
Look forward to it. Have a great day.
Take care, guys.